I just swallow it. They don't understand.
That. Yeah.
There's no point in getting this stuff. And I mean, honestly, I...
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing? Is Shane in?
Yeah, this is Shane.
Hey, Shane. It's Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing, man?
Good, Jeremiah. How's good, the weather good. Down there in San Diego?
You know, it's beautiful.
Fucking perfect every day, I know. We're finally getting some of your weather up here in Utah for a change. But.
Right on. It's good to hear. How's business going?
Well, it's kind of hit and miss. These guys, you know, I'm like 90 miles north of Salt Lake, and these guys from Salt Lake keep trying to come up here and take my work, but I got stuff going on. We're doing okay.
Well, that's good. You've been around for a while now, right?
Yeah, 20th year in business.
Yeah, good for you guys. So you got a lot of repeat customers, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm taking off this afternoon. I'm headed to Vegas where it's even hotter.
Okay.
Little World Series of Poker going on. So.
Oh, right on, man. You're going to play in the tournament?
Yeah, so I'm actually right in between jobs, but it's good timing, so I can take off and not worry about shit going on while I'm gone.
And if you win big, you can not stress on some of the jobs there, right?
That's the plan. A couple years ago, I won a smaller tournament, won 48 grand down there, and man, it was happy days.
Oh man, how many people were in the tournament?
1600.
Oh wow.
I went through 1600 people, but I'm fair poker player.
come on, that's being modest there to win a tournament that size. Is you got to be pretty decent.
Yeah.
So good for you got patience.
Yeah. I got patience. Yeah. This one I'm playing in guaranteed $1 million for first place. So it's $560 entry fee.
Uh-huh.
And it's guaranteed $1 million. It's called the Colossus. So they'll get 4,000 people enter this one. But now you never know. If you're getting cards, man, you can fucking do some damage, you know.
That is a big part of it. You have to be catching those cards, you know? What hand did you win with on your last hand? Do you remember in that last tournament?
I do. I remember it well because my fucking homies down here, they all call me Jack 4 offsuit.
Anytime
I get it, I play it. But, you know, when your head's up, what happens is it's just a perfect storm. I got Jack 4. The guy had pocket nines, and he raised. And he didn't raise enough pre-flop. And I almost mucked it. And I went, no, we're two-handed, you know, fuck it. I call, because his raise wasn't that big.
Okay.
So I called him, flopped the jack, and checked to him, and he shoved. He shoved with pocket nines, and I, you know, checked to him. It worked perfect, because I caught the jack, checked to him, he fucking thought he had it, fucking shoved all in, and I fucking snapped him off.
Oh, man. With your hands, that's crazy. Kids,
you know. I'm 49 now. I was like 47, you know, and you're playing against all these 25-year-old kids who, and they're hard to play because they don't have, their concept of money isn't, it's just, they're hard to play. And I'm down to, there's three of us, two kids and me, and they wanted to chop three ways. And I says, hey, I'll tell you what, you two chop second, third, I'm taking first. And I didn't, sometimes that's a bad move, you know, to say something like that, because then you get bad mojo, but those two, I could see it just devastated them both. They were both like, fuck. And then I just took them out, but yeah, I'm hoping I get on a run again. That'll be fun, but
that's awesome. Yeah, well, it's always fun.
I think I'm getting my loan paid off with you guys. I think it's down about 7 grand or something like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I calling you about, to see if you needed to renew or if you needed anything else, you know.
Well, listen, here's the deal. Your rates are so fucking high, you can't even call them interest.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
So here I'm a little slow, I'm hit and miss for, and then I got like four jobs coming up, but I'm the point now where, like in July, I was looking at it going, you know what, about middle of July, end of July, I'm probably going to need some more fucking working capital. But
okay.
What can you do for me as far as the rates? I mean,
well, since you're a returning customer, I can try to get you obviously a much better payback than what you've had before. Let me see what I can do. Let me work on it. I know you're leaving town right now. Is there any way you can get me some updated bank statements?
No, not today. But
not today, but when you get back.
Yeah, when I get back, no problem. Yeah, I pay my accountant a lot of money, fucker. He's got a lot of, I'm not much on paperwork, but I sure have a lot of it to do, but yeah, I definitely could. You know, I've just kind of been putting off the phone call, you know, kind of seeing how work's going. I mean, my choice would be to pay this off and not have to bother with it, because like I say, the rates are fucking outrageous.
They are.
Every day money comes out of my account, so it's just like, fuck.
I know. I mean, and I want you to know that the only way, you know, it makes sense is if you're going to make money off of this money, right? So,
if you
can make a profit at the end of the day, you know, and yeah, we take some of your profit, but if you can make profit off of it, I mean, that's what we're here for, right? So,
well, and like I've got 10 employees, and we're taking a couple weeks off, and then we're going to be back to hitting it hard. But those, and then I go a month, turn in a bill, get paid the next month. So I got to carry these guys for about 8 weeks.
Oh shit!
And you know, so you're looking at about $100,000, and I'm going to be at about 70. You know, when I get to that point here in about another month.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have $70,000. I'm gonna need $100,000 to get to my checks and stuff. So I'm looking at about $30,000.
Okay.
I'm gonna need. But I will. Why don't we get in touch next week? Do you want me to save your number? You want to call me? Because I get so many calls from some men. Call me, and my phone shows you of San Diego, California. So I knew who it was. Because that's
okay.
I get them from New York and fucking all over the fucking country calling me, and I don't answer them, but.
I know you do.
Next week when I see the San Diego number come up, I'll answer it, and we'll see if we can't move forward with something.
Right on, Shane. I'm here, you know, I'm here to help. So, you know, I get you're busy, and you know, well, who knows? You might hit it big this weekend. This week,
hey,
right?
No, I gotta do it. If I make the money, I mean, I hit the final table, I ain't gonna answer the fucking phone.
Well, hey, no, you gotta answer the phone and tell me what happened, because I love fucking, so let me know what happened, okay? I want to hear some good stories.
I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Shane.
Okay, that's it.
All right, bye.